إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، أيها الإخوة، إن الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم has commanded us with affairs and has prohibited us from affairs. And there is no doubt that anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us with or prohibits us from, He does so because in that is khayr and good for the ibad, good for the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَالْإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِدُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands with adl, with that which is justice, adl wal-ihsan, and benevolence, and striving in excellence, وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and giving to those who are one's relatives. And He prohibits us from fahsha, from lewdness, from evil, and from transgression. Not then, no doubt for any individual who's unaware of why we must do such and such, and why we cannot do such and such. If we're unaware of the wisdom, then at least know that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us with it because it is good. And He has prohibited us from it. We've been prohibited from it because in it is evil. All the evil outcomes and overcomes the good. From the things that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us with is that which is present in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O ye who believe. And as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, whenever Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, O ye who believe, then pay attention to it. Because it is either good that He's commanding you with, or it is evil that He's prohibiting you from. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, O ye who believe, eat and consume from that which is in the earth, halalan tayyiba, that which is halal, and that which is tayyib and good. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and don't follow the footsteps of shaytan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, for indeed he is an avowed enemy to you. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this curse in Surah Al-Nahl. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, indeed, eat from that which we have provided for you, from rizq and from provisions, حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا, that which is halal and that which is tayyib. And Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, and give thanks for the blessings of Allah, if indeed you truly worship Him. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in these verses, kulu, eat, consume, take, from that which we have given you in the ard, halalan, that which is halal and that which is tayyib. Brothers and sisters, this ayah, these ayat, all of them and others like them, have in them a command to consume that which is halal and that which is tayyib. And that is a reference, no doubt, to our earnings. A reference, no doubt, to that which we gain from monetary value and from possession. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us, ayyuha al-ikhwa, as it relates to our earnings, that they are halal and that they are tayyib. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us with that, ayyuha al-ikhwa, and one should not disobey the commands of Allah. As our scholars have mentioned, أَمْرٌ بِشَيْءٍ نَهْيٌ عَنْ ذِدِّهِ, that any command with something is a prohibition against its opposite. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal commands us with a thing, then know we have been prohibited from its opposite. And so here we have been commanded with that which is related to our earnings, that we ensure that they are halal and that they are tayyib. As that, in that regard, we have the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informed us of that which would occur in the latter days. And know that that which the Messenger spoke of was something that was evil. That which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and much of that which appears in the latter days, are manifestations that are evil, that are shar. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as occurs in a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, يَأْتِ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْ أَمِنْ حَلَالٍ أَمِنْ حَرَامٍ. He said, indeed, that a time will come upon you that individuals will not care where they take their earnings from. Will not care what they take. Is it from halal or is it from haram? And each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, must ask ourselves, are we victims of that time? Have we fallen into that which the Prophet ﷺ informed us of? Are people who don't care about where they take their earnings as long as they obtain it? Have we fallen into that which is present within the hadith? In that regard, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned, because brothers and sisters, what is unfortunate is not only do individuals not care about where they take their earnings, but worse, from them are those who were deemed to make that which is haram, halal, with feeble excuses. How else can we do it these days? There is no other way. There is no other path. What else, and how else can we earn money, akhi? The dunya is oppressive. The system is oppressive. This is the only thing that we can do. I'tidarat, and excuses, brothers and sisters, that will stand no way till the Qiyamah. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ فَجَعَلْتُمْ مِنْهُ حَلَالًا وَحَرَامًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, see and look at that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed for you from provision. And so you make from it that which is halal, and from it that which is haram. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions, Allahu adina lakum am Allahi taftaroon. He says, is it Allah Azza wa Jal that has given you that permission? Or is it that you lie against Allah? Lie upon Allah Azza wa Jal. In regards to the ayah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he mentions, كان أهل الجاهلية يأكلون أشياء ويتركون أشياء تقذرا فبعث الله نبيه وأنزل كتابه وأحال حلالا وحرم حراما فما أحل فهو حلال وما حرم فهو حرام وما سكت عنه فهو عفو. He mentions that indeed the people of Jahiliyyah, they used to consume affairs and they would leave alone affairs. تَقَذُّرًا, seeing that that was despicable. And some of them, they would make things haram because these things have been put down for the idols.
And so it was haram to eat a particular animal and a particular type of cattle or sheep or camel because they were designated for the animals. It is despicable to do so, though Allah Azza wa Jalla has made it halal. Allahu adhina lakum. Is it Allah Azza wa Jalla that has given you that permission? From them were those who used to consume that which was haram, deeming it to be halal, claiming that it is halal and permissible. Is it Allah Azza wa Jalla that has given you that permission? Or do you lie against Allah subhanahu? No doubt, the affair, ayyuhal ikhwa, of haram earnings, know that it has causes and it has effects. There are things that cause individuals to take upon themselves earning that which is haram and not caring. And then there are affairs and attitudes that has caused them to fall into that and know that there are ramifications. There are outcomes. From the causes and from the reasons is that which is related, of course, brothers and sisters, to the first cause, and that is عدم الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى والهياء منه. That is that they have no fear of Allah عز وجل and no shyness and shame before Allah subhanahu. Knowing that Allah عز وجل sees you, knowing that Allah عز وجل watches you in every single thing that you do, will you then not have shame of Allah عز وجل and feel shy before Allah subhanahu? If it were that one of the good brothers were in front of you, as you carry out those actions, you would refrain. You would not do what you do. You would not earn that haram in that manner. If you saw before you one of the good upright elders within the community, you wouldn't do so. You would stay away until he leaves and then you would partake. How then? Is that the case with one of the creation? When the one that sees you day and night observes you, watches you, sees what you do, and you have no shame before Allah Azza wa Jalla. In that regard then, this affair of having shame before Allah subhanahu, in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, استحيوا من الله حق الحياة. He said, have shyness and shame before Allah Azza wa Jalla, true shame. And so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said, قُلْنَا. So we said, Ya Rasulallah, إِنَّا نَسْتَحِي وَحْمَدُ لِلَّهِ. He said that we said, oh Messenger of Allah, we have shyness and we have shame, alhamdulillah. And so then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ دَاكْ. He said, not that. He said, وَلَكِنَا إِسْتِحْيَاءُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاءُ أَنْ تَحْفَظَ الرَّأْسُ وَمَا وَعَى وَالْبَطْنُ وَمَا حَوَى وَالْتَذْكُرِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْبِرَى. He said that indeed it is not this, not this shame that you believe, but having true shame of Allah is that you protect your head and what it holds, and you protect your stomach and what is filled within it, what fills it. He said, and it is that you remember death and what comes with it. He said, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةِ تَرَكَ زِينَةَ الدُّنْيَا فَمَنْ فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ إِسْتَحَى مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَاةِ. He said, and know that whomsoever wishes and desires the hereafter, then he leaves alone the pomp and glitter and beautification of the dunya. And the one whoever does that, the one from among you who does so, then he has a true istihya, true shame and true shyness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned within it. The head and what is put in it, and the stomach and what fills it. What is it that goes into that stomach? Is it halal or is it haram? That is having true shame from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who has no shame of Allah azza wa jal, then know that he will do as he pleases. Know that he won't care. Know that it won't affect him. The main thing is fulus, dirsh, the dinar, the dirham. That is the only thing that galvanizes him and energizes him. Money more, money more, money. Hear the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that noble and great hadith and well-known hadith of the noble companion Abu Mus'ud al-Bajri. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسِ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى. He said that indeed that which the people have received from the speech of early prophethood, إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَاصْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ, is that if you have no shame, then do as you please. Not only the prophethood of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but even early prophethood. Yet in the way of the prophets and the messengers, all of them call to this, if you have no shame, then do as you please. You will not care, and these words will not affect you. You will listen, and you will leave, and you will continue upon your path. It will not affect you in any way, if you have no shame. Brothers and sisters, if one has that haya of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that shame and that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then know that having true shame of Allah is to be mindful of what is placed within the stomach and what fills it. And in those lines of poetry, إِذَا لَمْ تَخْجَعْ عَاقِبَةِ اللَّيَالِ وَلَمْ تَسْتِحْ فَاسْنَعْ مَا تَشَاءُ فَلَا وَاللَّهِ مَا فِي الْعَيْشِ خَيْرٌ وَلَا الدُّنْيَا إِذَا ذَهَبَ الْحَيَاءُ يَعِيشُ الْمَرْءُ مَا اسْتَحْيَا بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا يَبْقَى الْعُودَ مَا بَقِيَ الْلِحَاءُ. The poet, he mentions that indeed if you do not care about the outcomes of the nights and you have no shame, then do what you will. For indeed, know by Allah, مَا فِي الْعَيْشِ خَيْرٌ, there is no good in one's existence and no good in the dunya if shyness leaves him. يَعِيشُ الْمَرْءُ, indeed a man lives, مَسْتَحْيَا بِخَيْرٍ, as long as he is unshamed and has shyness of Allah Azza wa Jal, he lives upon khayr. And indeed wood remains as long as it has that bark around it. And so he resembled that shyness to bark around the wood. As long as it has bark, then inside of that bark there is wood. Indeed, brothers and sisters, Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَغْفِرُونَ عَنْ أَفْضَلِ الْعِبَادَةِ الْوَرَعِ. He said, verily, you are heedless of the greatest act of ibadah, or one of the greatest acts of ibadah, al-wara'. And wara', brothers and sisters, is to leave alone that which may be halal, fearing that you will fall into haram. And that is that a person establishes and erects a distance between him and haram. He doesn't come near to it, to the extent that he's on the verge of falling into it. La. The Salaf of this Ummah, they erected a barrier of halal, distancing themselves with that barrier of halal from the haram, because they know themselves. They know if I come near it, I'm going to fall into it. In that regard, Umar radiallahu anhu likewise mentions, كُلْنَا نَدَعْ كُنَّا نَدَعُ تِسْعَةَ أَعْشَارِ الْحَلَالِ مَخَافَةَ أَنْ نَقَعَ فِي الْحَرَامِ. We used to leave alone 9/10 of halal, fearing that we would fall into that which was haram. And so yes, it may be halal, but if you know from yourself that you embarking upon that thing is going to lead you down a road that will bring you close to the haram, and you know from yourself that which nobody else knows about you, if you know it, yaqeen, establish and erect that barrier of halal, protecting you from that which is haram. For indeed, the Salaf of this Ummah, they used to say, إِذَا جَلَسَ الْوَاعِدُ لِلنَّاسِ قَالَ الْعُلَمَاءُ تفقدوا منه ثلاثا. He said that indeed the Salaf they used to say that if a person were to sit to give admonition to the people, then they would say, inspect him for three things. That man before he speaks, inspect him for three things. They would say, فَإِذَا كَانَ مُعْتَقَدًا لِلْبِدْعَى فَلَا تُجَالِسُوهُ فَإِنَّهُ عَنْ لِسَانِ الشَّيْطَانِ يَنْطِقُ. They used to say that if he believes in bid'ah, then don't sit with him. For indeed his tongue utters and speaks with the shaytan. Firstly. Secondly, they would say, وَإِنْ كَانَ سَيِّئُ الطُّعْمَ. If he is evil in regards to what he consumes, فَعَنِ الْهَوَى يَنْطِقُ. Then he speaks from desires. A man who only speaks because he's getting paid. A man who only speaks based upon that which is related, or gives fatawa and gives verdicts because he's getting paid. Or a man who only consumes and possesses from that which he possesses that which is haram. Riba, usury, interest, haram dealings. That individual, ayyuhal ikhwah, they used to mention, يَنْتَقُ بِالْهَوَى. He speaks based on desires. And each and every one of us, me standing before you speaking, each and every one of us has to check himself. The third thing they will mention, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ مَكِينَ الْعَقْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يُفْسِدُ بِكَلَامِهِ أَكْثَرْ مِمَّا يُصْلِحْ فَلَا تُجَالِسُوهُ. If he's not a good, strong intellect, sound, a strong-headed, intellectual man, then don't sit with him, because his speech will corrupt more than it rectifies. So do not sit with him. Salaf of this ummah, brothers and sisters, were people of wara' and taqwa and piety. In that regard, we have an athar and a narration concerning Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala. Isa ibn Abdullah al-Basri, he said, سمعت الحسن ibn عرفة يقول قال لي ابن المبارك استعرت قلما بأرض شام فذهبت أن أرده فلما قدمت المرء نظرت فإذا هو معي. He said that indeed I borrowed a pen, when I was in the region of Sham, and I intended to give it back. He said, and when I reached Maru, brothers and sisters, is present day Turkmenistan. He said, when I reached Maru, نَظَرْتُ فَإِذَهُ مَعِي. I looked and it was with me. He said, فَرَجَعْتُ إِلَى الشَّام. So I returned to Sham. حَتَّى رَدَدْتُهُ عَلَى صَاحِبِهِ. And I returned it back to its owner. Brothers and sisters, the distance between Sham, which is present-day Syria, Jerusalem, Jordan, that region, and Turkmenistan is 1,900 kilometers. Nearly 2,000 kilometers. He said, a pen. I intended to return it. I realized it was with me when I reached Turkmenistan, Maru. So I returned to Sham. Any one of us would have said, that is a pen. I returned to Sham in order to return that pen back to him. And so, brothers and sisters, the affair is one that is shadeed. The affair, brothers and sisters, is one that we should not take lightly. The Salaf of this Ummah, ayyuhal ikhwah, they were ardent over making sure that which went in their stomach was pure and halal, because they knew if it was none, it has ramifications upon the whole of their lives. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah walhamdulillah.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والى وبعد. Brothers and sisters, from the reasons that individuals consume or pursue and consume that which is haram on top of that which is related to the absence of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and the absence of shame before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the causes and from the reasons is al-hirs al-kasb al-sari', is them being ardent over quick, hasty, quick money. Money's coming too slow. We have things that we need to do, things we need to take care of. The only way that we can take care of those things is by pursuing that which I know best, or by pursuing that which I hear people are doing and getting quick, fast money. I know in the depths of my heart that it is haram. But yaki, the money needs to move a lot quicker than it is. Now we got the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who mentions, لَيْسَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا قَدْ أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ. He said that indeed there is no action that will bring you close to Jannah except that I have commanded you with it. وَلَيْسَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُكُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ إِلَّا قَدْ نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهِ. And there is no action that will cause you to draw close to the hellfire except that I prohibited you from it. فَلَا تَسْتَبْدِئَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنْكُمْ رِزْقًا. So let not one of you deem his risk slow. That is, let not one of you look and be despondent at the fact that his risk and his sustenance is coming slowly. Yes, it may be that Allah Azza wa Jalla is protecting you. It may be that Allah Azza wa Jalla is protecting you from the dunya. Don't be despondent because the risk is coming slow. Don't grieve. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, after commanding, let not one of you be despondent about slow risk, he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, فَإِنَّ جِبْرِيلِ أَلْقَى فِي رُوعِي. He said, for indeed Jibreel has revealed to my soul أَنَّ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ that indeed one of you لَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا حَتَّى يَسْتَكْمِلَ رِزْقَهُ. He revealed to me that not one of you will leave the dunya until his risk, until his sustenance is complete. And that, no doubt, returns back to our aqeedah, brothers and sisters. That which we believe and have in our hearts from i'tiqad. Do we believe in that which Allah Azza wa Jalla told us? That the risk is written, and that every single one of you will receive it, and you will not die until you receive it. He said, he revealed to me that there is not one of you except that he will not pass from the dunya until he receives all of his sustenance. He mentions, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. So fear Allah, O people. Fear Allah. He mentions, وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ فَإِنِ اسْتَطَّعَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ رِزْقًا فَلَا يَطْلُبَهُ بِمَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ. He said, so fear Allah and be beautiful in your means of seeking sustenance. And if the sustenance is coming slowly for one of you, then do not seek it with disobeying Allah. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَالُ فَضْلَهُ لَا يُنَالُ فَضْلُهُ بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ. For indeed the fadl and the virtue and the blessings of Allah is not obtained by disobeying Him. Brothers and sisters, the affair is one that is shadeed. And know that not one of us, his feet will move yawm al-qiyamah until he is asked about his risk, asked about four things. Asked about his life and how he spent it. Asked about his age and how he spent that.
asked about his race, his wealth, and how he earned it, and how he spent it, and likewise about his knowledge, and how he acted upon it. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the affair of seeking quick money, fast risk, by way of that is haram, brings nothing but grief and upset. For indeed, Ibrahim ibn Adham, he mentions قِلَّةَ الْحِرْسِ وَالطَّمَعِ تُورِثُ الصِّدْقِ وَالْوَرَعِ. One of the things that causes people to seek that which is haram is them having this covetousness and greed. Ibn Adham, he mentions having little greed and covetousness brings about truthfulness and wara', truthfulness and piety. He said, وَكَثْرَةُ الْحِرْسِ وَالطَّمَعِ تُورِثُ كَثْرَةَ الْخَمِّ وَالْجَزَعِ. Having much and abundant greed and covetousness, it brings about grief and it brings about worry and depression. And that, without doubt, brothers and sisters, is the case. From the setup of this ummah, and we'll round up with that which is related to the setup of this ummah, brothers and sisters, Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentioned, كَانَ لِأَبِي بَكْرٍ الصِّدِّيقِ غُلَامٌ فَجَاءَهُ لَهُ أَوْ فَجَاءَ لَهُ يَوْمًا بِشَيْءٍ فَأَكَلَ مِنْهِ. She said that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, her father, he used to have a boy that would serve him. And on an occasion, he brought him something and Abu Bakr ate from it. And so the boy, he said, أَتَدْرِ مَا هَذَا. He said, do you know what that was? And so Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he said, مَا هُوَ. He said, what was it? He said, تَكَهَنْتُ لِإِنسَانٍ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَمَا أُحْسِنَ الْكَهَانِ إِلَّا أَنِّي خَدَعْتُ فَلَقِيَنِي فَأَعْطَانِي بِذَلِكَ هَذَا الَّذِي أَكَلْتَ مِنْهِ. He said, I used to practice kahana. I used to practice soothsaying. Yani something from, or resembling to sorcery. I used to practice soothsaying, any fortune telling and the likes, in jahiliyyah, for Aman. But I wasn't good at it. And so I tricked him and deceived him into believing that I did it. And so he gave me and he paid me in relation to that which I did for him. What you've just eaten is from that earnings. It's from that. And so Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions, فَأَدْخَلَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ يَدَهُ فَقَاءَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فِي بَطْنِهِ. So Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he took his hand and he put it in his mouth and he vomited everything that he just consumed. وَفِي الرِّوَايَةِ, a version of the narration, she mentioned that Abu Bakr said, لَوْ لَمْ تَخْرُجْ إِلَّا مَعْ نَفْسِي لأخرجتها اللهم إني أبرأ إليك مما حملت العروق وخالت الأمعاء. He said that indeed, even if it did not come out except that I were to die and except that my soul would leave me, then I would make it leave me. Yeah, I would make it leave my soul. And then he made dua saying, oh Allah, indeed, I am free from that which has sustained the veins, that which has nourished the veins, and that which is present within the stomach. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar similarly, some leaven was given to him, and some milk was poured for him, from that which was he was informed later was haram, and so he put his fingers in his mouth, similarly, and vomited it up. Because they knew, brothers and sisters, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned a number of affairs as it relates to haram. That indeed there is no laham, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no meat on the body that has grown min suht, إنه لا يربو لحم نبت من سحت إلا كانت النار أولى به.
There is no lahm, no flesh on the body that has grown from suht, that has grown from misappropriated wealth, except that the fire has more right to it.
Similarly, the Messenger of Allah, he said, as occurs in another hadith, and in Ikhwan, no doubt the hadith, they are numerous. A hadith, Ikhwan, and statements of the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim, ajma'een. From those statements, Ikhwan, the beautiful statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, who said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَةَ نُورًا فِي الْقَلْبِ وَضِيَاءً فِي الْوَجْهِ وَقُوَّةً فِي الْبَدَنِ وَزِيَادَةً فِي الرِّزْقِ وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ وَإِنَّ السَّيِّئَةَ سَوَادًا فِي الْوَجْهِ وَظُلْمَةً فِي الْقَلْبِ وَوَهْنًا فِي الْبَدَنِ وَنَقْصًا فِي الرِّزْقِ وَبُغْضًا فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ.
Any of us, Ikhwan, have ever wondered why the people deal with me in a particular way? And why is it that I feel something in my heart? And my heart doesn't feel soft. And I'm not affected by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by the verses and the khutab and the lectures that are given. And I'm not affected by advice that my brother gives to me. Listen to this beautiful statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. He mentions, indeed for hasana, indeed the good action, he mentions, nurun fil qalb, the good action brings light to the heart. Every time a person does something that is good, it brings light to the heart. He mentioned wadhiyaan fil wajh, and radiance to the face. The face is radiant and bright. He said, wa quwwatan fil jisf fil badan, and strength to the body. He said, wa ziyadatan fil rizq. He said, and an increase in risk, an increase in the sustenance. Good actions, Ikhwan. You want that money to come quickly, that risk to come quickly. Listen to how it is done. Righteous action. Ziyadatan fil rizq, an increase in the sustenance. Not only that, وَمَحَبَّةً فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ, and love is instilled for you within the hearts of the people. He mentions, وَإِنَّ لِسَيِّئَةً, and evil actions have سَوَادًا فِي الْوَجْهِ, have darkness on the face, brings darkness to the face. وَظُلْمَةً فِي الْقَلْبِ, and similarly, darkness upon the heart. وَوَهْنًا فِي الْبَدَنِ, and weakness to the body. وَنَقْصًا فِي الرِّزْقِ, and a depletion and deficiency in one's sustenance. وَبُغْضًا فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ, and hatred for you in the hearts of the people. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى وفقنا وإياكم لما يحبه ويرضاه. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.